Time to talk some Oregon hoops. Pac-12 tourney starts tomorrow for the Ducks. Thursday, Stanford or Arizona State. Off a very strong performance in the Civil War. They're the top seed. Welcome in Coach Kevin McKenna. Coach, congrats on the repeat. I'd imagine you guys are feeling pretty good about where you are right now.
Thanks. Yeah, we're looking forward to the next challenge, and that's obviously right in front of us here in Vegas, and our guys are looking forward to getting down there and playing some ball.
Seems like each season a team will develop a personality, and if you look at Saturday, you guys struggled to find a rhythm on offense in the first half, but you still went to the break up 8. You had held OSU to under 30% shooting. Overall this year, how pleased have you been with what I see as a pretty consistent, tenacious effort on defense?
Yeah, our defense has been pretty good all season, really. And obviously Jordan and Chris have a lot to do with that, protecting the rim in there and that. But we also have experienced guys, you know, like Dylan Brooks and Dylan Ennis, who bring a lot of energy to defense too. You know, the one thing, and I'm sure Coach, people have heard Coach talk about, that's kind of been a little bit of a concern lately is the rebounding. You know, we're getting the stop, but we're not getting the rebound out of it. And that's something that's the last few games has kind of reared up, and we're trying to focus on it this week and get ready to hopefully change that around for this Pac-12 tournament.
You know, that game on Saturday, it was a close game, then it was a blowout and fast. I mean, it was 20 points 6 minutes into the second half. And we've seen that before, the Washington trip, a lot of the home games. Would I be accurate in saying, with as hard as your team plays, that opens it up. If the opposition lets down at all, it seems like you guys have a pretty good taste for the jugular.
Yeah, I think they do. And usually it happens when we get those stops and we start scoring a little bit, we seem to get energy from it. And the other team, when they don't score, doesn't have the energy to stop it. And it's kind of a thing that just, you know, kind of blows up. It's like a big snowball rolling down a hill. And that's kind of how we've had a couple games like that. And hopefully we can have a few more.
We're talking with Oregon hoop coach Kevin McKenna. The all-league teams announced yesterday, and that all-freshman team with Ball and Fultz and Washington, the two kids from Arizona, TJ Leaf. You obviously know how good Pritchard is, Charlie Moore. And this is an elite league. So through the eyes of a coach, was this kind of a unique or special group of freshmen?
Yeah, I think it is. There's some really good players out there, with Ball and Leaf, those guys are, you know, probably lottery picks. At least that's what everybody's saying, and I see it. There's talent there for sure, and Peyton's done a great job. He's been a really good freshman this year too in the league. So obviously Fultz is talented. You know, it's interesting, and it's nice to see. And I don't think it's going to change. There's a lot of good young players coming into our league next year, and we've got a few of them coming our way too.
Sure. So heading into this year, you guys were the consensus pick to win the conference, top five. The Pac-12 Player of the Year, Dylan Brooks, did miss some time. You had new faces in a way. Dylan Ennis, Casey Benson had a new role. So considering where you've landed, how strong of a job did the guys do dealing with, I guess, having that bullseye on them all year?
I think they've done great. You know, I think they've held up to it. You know, there is some pressure with those expectations. There's no question about it. And our guys, I think, have lived up to everything people have been saying. And, you know, it was a concern early, obviously, but not having, you know, the league's Player of the Year and the first team All-American not playing in your first four games is you know, it's a little bit much to ask maybe that early against some of the competition we were playing. But, you know, our guys held up well against it and fought through a lot of things and learned a lot as the season went along, and hopefully we're prepared to keep going.
Talking Oregon hoops with Coach McKenna. I actually had a listener tell me when I speak with you next, I've got to acknowledge Sorkin, Bigby Williams, Gross, White, Smith, and the guys who we don't see in game. So as a coach, if you can kind of explain how important those guys are in getting the guys who play most of the minutes ready for, you know, as part of such a good team as this.
Well, those guys bring a lot to the table in terms of every day in practice. You know, Cavell is, you know, started off kind of slow, but he's really come on now and really been playing well lately and focused on, you know, really just defending, rebounding, you know, slowing down in the post, all those types of things. He's given us some good minutes off the bench. Roman's been a really good team player, and And when he's given the opportunity, he's played well. And Evan and Charlie, Paul White, you know, all those guys off the bench, you see the enthusiasm when they're not playing. And then when they do get a chance, when we're blowing somebody out or something, you see the excitement that our guys have for them. So it's a cool thing. It's a big part of the culture that we try to create, and that's a team culture. It's our motto, sometimes you, sometimes me, always us. It's really true with this team, no question.
Yeah, there just seems like a great sense of unity. Obviously, Jordan Bell, Defensive Player of the Year. 2 years ago, I think about a quarter of the way through, he got his way into the starting lineup, and his productivity increased last year. We know he's just a crazy athlete, but what are we not seeing as far as, the kind of work he puts to become? Because he's, right now, he's a really good all-around player.
Yeah, he is. He's put a lot of time in the weight room. That's one thing that he kind of fell in love with the weight room, and there's a lot of mirrors in there and stuff. And he's worked hard. He's worked hard on his. He's always shooting extra free throws. And Jordan, he wasn't that good of a free throw shooter when he first came in here. And it's a true testament. That there's no really magic potion or anything like that. We can only do so much as coaches to try to point them in the right direction, but ultimately these guys have to do the work, and he's put the time in and definitely reaping the benefits of that hard work.
Final thought for Coach McKenna: in a tournament like this, you don't know who you're playing until the day before. Do you have a different way of preparing for this kind of format, or is it kind of business as usual, that's your conference, and just a little fine-tuning when you know who you'll face?
Really, more than anything, we're kind of worried about us and working on us. We don't know who we're going to play. ASU and Stanford are two totally different types of teams, so you really can't focus on one style or another. You kind of got to be ready for both. I think it's a coin flip game. I think it's going to be a hard fought game. They had two close games early in the year, and we'll see what happens on Wednesday and get our guys ready to play Wednesday afternoon and evening and play at noon on Thursday.
Yep, Vegas. Noon Thursday, the one-seeded Ducks getting ready for another March run. Coach, always great catching up. Best of luck. Travel safe, and thanks for joining us.
All right. Thank you very much.
Take it easy.